We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Why aren't we playing Text in the City music? Limits.
Because you teased to a bunch of different topics that weren't regarding text that you wanted to ask Bob. So I thought we'd hold off on the music until we need it.
If only I remembered any of them, Bob.
Well, let's do Text in the City then.
Yeah, that's what I thought. The whole show is supposed to end with Text in the City.
Are there some
every
good
single
ones
day.
There,
so. There we
a little
go.
Cha-cha music. It's one of the better songs. As soon as you hear it, you know the song. That's the sign of a good song.
Do you like the show?
Yeah, I used to like it. Yes.
I like it a lot. I think it's expertly written, very entertaining, fun. What do we got? These are texts. Bob and I will rate them from 1 to 10, and Limits will read them if any of them are any good.
This texter says, what I would do is trade 4 or 5 prospects for 2 of the 5 or 6 best first base prospects in MLB's top 100. They have a black hole organizationally at first base. Rowdy is playing well now, but is not the long-term answer.
That gets a little bit complicated for me, Bob. But yeah. I will say this, who among the players anywhere near the majors could be a future first baseman for you? Should they convert Henry Davis, Andy Rodriguez? Who's the future first baseman around here?
I don't think they have an answer, do they? I mean, it could be Andy Rodriguez if he's capable, but to me that would be short term. I don't look at that as somebody, I think he's a better catcher than he is anything else, so I'd like to keep him there. Sorry, I'm all choked up.
Are you crying about this?
No, I...
Because everybody else is about their future at first base.
No, it is a problem. Oh, they could fix that in free agency. They could have done it this year with Cody Bellinger. They want to pay the money. So there's ways out until you draft someone or develop someone who's good.
I mean, or just sign somebody to a 5-year deal and spend some money on a good player. You know what I mean? Or trade for somebody. Like, come on. Although, as we say that, our friend Rowdy... And we did a radio interview with him, Bob. Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard about it.
But you didn't hear it, did you? You weren't listening and you didn't go back and listen, which I'm very insulted by.
Thank you very much, Joe.
This month, he has a 990 OPS and a 308 average. Last month, 333 with a 926. Rowdy's in fuego right now, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
He went 0-for-8 at the end of the series, but who cares at this point?
That would lead to a bigger question. If this continues and he's really what you thought you were getting... You bring him back for another 1-year contract.
Oh, my God. Did you ever think
Rowdy.
We would have a re-sign Rowdy topic?
Well, never. Is that not legitimate?
No, it is. Completely. I love him. Do you?
Yeah, I like him. I don't know if love is the correct word. Maybe a little bit too strong of a word.
I love him, Bob. How about you?
I mean, are you talking about do I love him now or do I love him next year as another 1-year contract?
Right now, I love Rowdy.
I mean, he's doing a very good job. I don't think there's any question about that. Yes.
I think he's a good teammate. I think he's a good personality. I think he's going to hit more home runs.
Well, they need it. And they also need Sawinski to follow his lead and hit some.
Next.
I view the schedule as a positive. Best way to get into the playoffs is to beat the other teams in the race. The Cardinals, Padres, and Diamondbacks. Fair
point.
The
best way to get into the playoffs is to have a good second half record.
And get hot. At the end.
That is overdoing it there. I'm trying to think of the phrase. That's overthinking it. is to say, yeah, I love the fact that they have the fourth hardest second half schedule in baseball because they'll always be playing teams that are in the race. So let's take that to its theoretical endpoint there. So you're saying you'd rather play, I don't know, the Cardinals for every game for 66 games or the White Sox for 66 games?
I think I'd rather play the White Sox.
Thank you. You just answered the question. Next.
Dave from Ross. Wow. Pomp's response to Joe's question about the next Steeler broadcaster was weaker than a Mike Tomlin press conference. The Steelers are doing their business. Come on, Pomp. What's next? The
Come
standard
on, Bob.
Is the standard or paint the barn red?
The standard is the standard. Give us some inside knowledge here. That guy gets
none.
A 10.
The 10.
No, there is none other than I'm just preparing for what I got to prepare for.
That's another cliche.
Well, I don't know what you
paint
want
paint the
me.
Barn red.
Just say the standard
Volunteers
is the standard.
Volunteers without hostages.
Go
next
ahead.
One.
The standard is the standard. We're fighting for every blade of grass. We want to be wine drinkers, not grape crushers. Any others you can think of?
Dan Zangrilli told Crowley the Pirates have a 0% chance of making the playoffs. No wonder why fans are in doubt. Palacios is solid in right field. They really need only one good hitting center fielder and one more reliever.
Why do they need one more reliever? What are these people talking about? Well, where is that coming from, Bob?
I don't like Dennis Santana or Dalton Jeffries being in the bullpen.
Yeah, but
hold on a second.
If you get Borecki back, you know, you have now a Kyle Nicklaus that you thought you might get in that trade. You also have Majinski. You have Holderman, Chapman, and Bednar. How many do you need?
And I forgot that Hunter Stratton's coming back, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, how many people do you need back there?
They have probably Holderman, don't need another bullpen.
Holderman, Chapman.
Yeah.
Bednar, Majinski. Potentially Borecki. You have Priester as a long reliever. You have Ortiz as a swing guy. I'm forgetting somebody. What are you talking about? That gets a zero. Go ahead.
Very unfortunate for the texter.
For the texter.
One more. Tell Joe he's 100% right about the Philadelphia traffic. We suffered through it on Saturday. Waze redirected us through Drexel. Still slow. Bonus, saw the Rocky Museum steps at Wildwood Crest.
Very nice.
Is Waze the best one out there?
Yeah, I like it a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
I would drive through the Poconos to avoid the turnpike.
This texter also wanted me to let you know ASAP before you die from the bite that you have by your chest. Yeah.
He's, you know what? He's forgotten about the bite.
He's completely forgotten about the bite. I've been looking at it
the whole show.
You have, in the last hour, you have not. See, this is what's good about burying your head in something and not thinking about
it. I just looked at it before this segment, and I also went to the bathroom and examined it, and I have a doctor's appointment at 3:30.
I understand that, but you haven't. When you started, you were in breakdown mode, meltdown mode. Let me see.
See, is it a tick bite?
It could be worse.
It's perfectly round, but it doesn't have a bullseye.
I don't know.
All right, we have to go.
No. Okay.
Your appointment is coming up. Get there early. You might get in early and satisfy your brain.
Thank you, Bob.
Nice to talk to you guys. Have a nice day.
Thank you, Bob.
It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. That's bringing us fan weather. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High in 94 today. With sunny skies. Don't leave on me, Bob. I have a lot of golf I want to talk about with you. Okay?
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.